From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,066th consecutive broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring George Morgan.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Have you ever passed a corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hand for this great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Well, he charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Now it's a wonder that the rags don't tear the way he makes it pop. And you ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity-hippity-hippity-hippity-hoppity-hop-hop. He opens up for business when the clock strikes 9. He likes to get up early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine from this great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Now it's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. And you ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity-hippity-hippity-hoppity-hop-hop-hop. He likes to get up early when the clock strikes 9. He likes to get up early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine from this great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
Our star, George Morgan, and Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy, one of the Opry all-time hits. Thank you, George, and welcome. Welcome once more to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, thank you, Grant. You know, I'm always glad to be here on the show.
And a great show it is, especially tonight, George, with you and our Opry regular, Archie Campbell.
And the Jordanaires, Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones.
Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our special guest, those two smiling, good-looking, sweet singing Wilburn Brothers. Yes, sir. Well, Teddy and Doyle will be with us in a few minutes to sing one of their beautiful songs, but first we'll have a great spiritual sung by the Jordanaires, Swing Down, Sweet Chariot. Let's give them a nice round of applause.
Swing low,
swing low. Swing low, sweet chariot.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Come, let me see where I've got home on the other side.
Well, Ezekiel was down in the middle of the field. Thought he heard the rumbling of the chariot wheel. Not so particular about the rumbling of the wheel. Just want to see how the chariot. Why don't you swing down,
sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Come and easy, well, I've got a home on the other side.
Well, I've got a mother in the promised land.
Never expect to stop until I shake her hand.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Come and easy, well, I've got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Come and easy.
Extraordinaries, and a fine song it was. Thanks a lot, boys.
Yes, sir. But now it's guest time, so without another word about it, let's have a great big welcome for the Wilburn Brothers. Here they come right here. Well, Teddy and Doyle, I guess you know how tickled we are to have you boys with us tonight. What have you been doing?
Well, we've been making a few recordings and personal appearances over the country, George.
That's right, and if you think that's been easy with all this snow we've been having, you're mighty wrong.
Oh, now that's just your opinion, Teddy. But I know what you mean about these winter trips. It seems like I've made a few of them myself. Let's not stand here yakking. Let's sing a song, huh?
We're ready, George.
Then here they are, folks, the Wilburn Brothers with their brand new song, Sentenced to Die.
I'm sentenced to die tomorrow. The death bell will toll at 2. I love you hopelessly, for you're someone's bride to be. It will kill me when you say I do. It will kill me when you say I do. I'll see all our friends at your wedding. They can't help but know how I cry. But they'll see me smile when you walk down the aisle and take your place there at his side. The best man will be the main witness, the preacher my sentence impart. That tiny gold band, when slipped on your hand, will be like a rope round my heart. Will be like a rope round my heart. Your two words will make him so happy. Those same words will make my heart cry. When everyone's gone and I'm left all alone, I'll stand and be sentenced to die.
Thank you, fellas. Say, Grant, how about the loan of your Prince Albert for a minute, and also loan me your ear, will you?
Well, now, you can help yourself to my Prince Albert, but what do you want with my ear?
Why, Grantland, I want to do what you usually do. I want to tell everybody about PA. You know, Prince Albert's always so fresh, and it packs right and burns steady and cool without any hot spots.
Well, that's because it's crimp cut, George, and I'll tell you something else. Most pipe smokers and roll-your-own men like Prince Albert on account of that mild and mellow flavor that smoking men prefer.
Yes, everybody knows that PA is America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
And that proves Prince Albert is mighty good. But actually, the proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
So, for downright good smoking taste, enjoyment, and satisfaction every time, light up with Prince Albert. And now, if it's square dancing you like, you're in for a treat, because here is Tommy Jackson and all the Tennessee travelers to show us how it's done. Tommy? Hey.
And the boat's turning to the left when you're gone. Or swing away, say, swing
twang, a little girl. So everybody dancing on the floor, the chicken in the bread, and sticking out those wings to the left, wings to the right. Hey, children, very nice.
That was wonderful, Tommy, and dancers. As fine as ever I saw. But now, George, I see that you got the Jordanaires up there with you, which means, I take it, something special.
Well, we hope so, Grant. You know, ever since man was put on this whole earth, he's been having more than his share of hard times and bitter disappointments. And yet the good Lord, in his infinite wisdom, has given man a priceless gift and the ability to believe in better things to come. There's a wonderful song that tells this story, and with your kind permission and the help of the Jordanaires, we'd like to sing Whispering Hope.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion, whisper its comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Oh,
thank you a lot. And now here is the king of the guitar, Chet Atkins, taking us on an imaginary trip with Caravan. Chester? Thank you. All right, Caravan, play it as only Chet Atkins can do it. Thanks a lot, Chet. Which brings us down to the spot where we introduce another of our Opry favorites, the pride of East Tennessee, Archie Campbell. Here he is. Howdy, Arch. Glad to see you. How's the snow up in East Tennessee?
Snow, brother, I'm telling you, up in East Tennessee, that snow is knee-deep to a tall Indian.
It is.
I had to come down here on... Hold that. It's a telegram
all right.
for you.
Well, thank you.
I had to come down here on a train, and you know, I thought this train robbing was over.
Oh, it is.
No. There's a fella robbed us on the way down here.
He did?
Come in there and pulled out two big pistols, and he said, I'm Jesse James, and this is a holdup.
No.
He said, I'm going to rob all the men and kiss all the women.
Right.
One fella raised up. He said, buddy, said you can have my money, but you ain't going to kiss my wife. His wife grabbed him by the seat of the britches and jerked him down. She said, you shut your mouth and let Jesse rob this train.
Did he really say that, Art? I'll be dog.
One fella got on, and he was with his daughter, had his daughter with him, and after the robbery was over, when he looked down, he saw she still had her diamond rings on, and he said to her, says, well, honey, said, that thief didn't get your diamond rings, did he? She said, no, I pulled a trick. She said, I hit him in my mouth. He said, Lord, I wish we'd had your mother along. We'd have saved the luggage.
That's fine, Art. Yeah. Anything else happened on this train,
Jim? There's a feller on there had a monkey on the train sitting right across the aisle from me, and this dead blame monkey kept making faces at me. And if there's anything that makes me mad, it's a monkey making faces at me.
Oh, yeah, it makes me mad.
Didn't me. Finally, the conductor came through, and I said, conductor, do you allow monkeys on this train? He said, no, we don't, but maybe if you'll keep quiet, nobody will notice you.
He said that to you.
Made me mad. I took that right hand of mine and reached out and shook hands with him.
Yeah.
And there's a newly married couple got on.
Newly married.
I know they was just fresh married because he's still nice to her, you know. And, yeah. I just casually walked over and sat down behind them, you know.
Yeah, sneaked over there.
Yeah, you know, when you get a certain age, it's fun just to listen.
I know.
He put his arm around and put his hand up on her forehead. He said, who's itsy bitsy forehead is that? She said, that's yours, honey.
Yeah.
He said, who's itsy bitsy nose is that? She said, that's yours, honey.
Uh-huh.
He said, who's itsy bitsy chin is that? She said, that's yours, honey. There's an old codger sitting across from him. He couldn't stand it any longer. He said, buddy, when you get to that umbrella, that's mine.
Good night, Art.
Thank you, Art.
This is Furlin Husky. You know, the proof is in the puffin'. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. The proof is in the puffin, and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe bowl that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
Now here are the Wilburn Brothers back once again, with this time with a song about a town that never sleeps. Spell it.
The town hall clock is striking two as I stand all alone. I've made each block at least a dozen times. These empty streets remind me of my life since you've been gone. A sleeping town don't live a life like mine. I'm moving to a town that never sleeps at all. For I can't stand it here no more when darkness falls. falls. 'Cause when I close my eyes, she's there just out of reach. I'm moving to a town that never sleeps. I'm moving to a town that never sleeps at night. Dark memories can't be half as dark in city lights, where I won't be the only one whose poor heart weeps. I'm moving to a town that never sleeps.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Wilburn Brothers. It was a pleasure having you as guests. And speaking of pleasures, here's another Opry favorite, Grandpa Jones, who asks us, are you from Dixie? Grandpa?
All right. Hello there, stranger. How do you do? I have something I'd like to say to you. Now, don't be surprised. You recognize I'm no detective, but I've just surmised that you're from the place where I long to be. Your smiling face seems to say to me about my homeland, sunny homeland, to tell me, can it be that you from Dixie? I said from Dixie, where the fields of cotton back to me. I'm glad to see you. Very happy you and the friends I'm longing to see. Are you from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina? Can't be below the Mason-Dixon line. Are you from Dixie? I said from Dixie. Oh, I'm from Dixie, yeah. That old Mason-Dixon line. Gee, but I've yearned long to return to that old place that I left behind. Well, my home is way down in Alabama on an old plantation near Birmingham. But there's one thing certain, I'm always first with those southbound trains that run to Dixie. I said to Dixie, by the fields of cotton back to me. I'm glad to see you. And the friends I'm longing to see. Are you from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina? Can't believe below the Mason-Dixon line. Are you from Big Ten? I said from Big Ten. Oh, I'm from Big Ten.
And thank you, Grandpa Jones. That was a bit of real Southland. But now, George, everybody's waiting for you to sing another song. But before you do, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I was born when I was very young.
No, I don't mean that. Huh? No, I mean your immediate plans.
Oh, well, seriously, Grant, I haven't any except March 25th. We'll be up in Cleveland, Ohio, to Jamboree up there. And then we're going down to Louisiana. And from there, in April, we go on up to Michigan.
Oh, well,
about 16 days up there.
Fine, on all these trips. We hope you have good luck. Now here's our star singing his great Columbia recording, You're the Only Good Thing.
All right. Are you thinking that I don't care for you? Could it be you believe that I've been untrue? Well, listen, sweetheart, it just cannot be, 'cause you're the only good thing that's happened. We have our ups and downs, like all lovers do, but you know of setting me free. 'Cause you're the only good thing that's happened to me. Now let's hear a little Roy Wiggins. If you ever should think that I don't love you, that I'm not satisfied with things that you do, I want you to know, and please understand, there's nothing in this world worth the touch of your hand. We have our ups and downs, like all lovers do, but you know in your heart that I worship you. So don't ever think of setting me free, 'cause you're the only good thing that's happened to me. Well, sir, that is about the signal for us to go, but before we do leave, I'd like to say how really nice it was having every one of you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, my friends Jim Reeves and Roy Drutton will be here, so be listening, won't you? And now, this is George Morgan saying thanks so much. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everybody.
Now, but enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you looking for flavor and mildness?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
The best tobacco makes the very best smoke.
Have a real cigarette,
a real cigarette,
a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. It was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.